Took me a while to get here, guys, but we are back on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy Season 2. Let's get started. Well, well, well. I think I see something that looks like a cabin. I'm definitely on the right track. I think this is the cabin Sabrina was talking about. Or maybe not. Anyway, it's worth a shot. Honestly, I can hardly believe it. I'm about to see a real druid. Sabrina told me this girl is pretty naughty. Okay, let's not jump to conclusions just yet. Seein's believin'. Hello, is anyone there? Be strange if there's nobody here. House looks pretty neat, that's for sure. Oh, let's have a look. The door's ajar. Maybe if I sneak a peek. Nothing bad'll happen, right? Wow, great timing. See those cute horns? I'm loving everything so far. Oh la la, I should probably give her a gentle hint that she has company. Everyone likes guests, right? Hello there. Stop right there. Who are you? How did you get in here? What sort of question is that? Through the door? This is private property, not a public playground. Stop, stop, listen. I was just passing by and I saw that the door wasn't closed, so... Then that's your excuse? You think that's a good reason and I should calm down? I know it sounds cliched, but I mean you no harm, I... You bet. I get the irony, but I've come here because I need your help. Help? Do I look like Mother Teresa? Why would I want to help you? Well, I need to get to the Mushroom Forest. Wow, really? Thanks for sharing. You don't understand, it's not just my kink or something. People's lives are at stake here. The future of the Academy is in your hands. Yeah, right. Cool. Why are you being so mean? You break into my house and then ask me why I'm being mean? Shit, what can I say to that? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to bother you. But you're the only one who can help me. Mm-hmm. Listen, I can make it worth your while. How much money do you want? Money? You people, all you ever talk about is money. I'm not interested in your money. Well, what is it then? I'm ready for anything. For anything, you say? Maybe I could try to help you, but only... I'm gonna give you a puzzle and you have to guess it correctly. A puzzle? Is she joking? Okay, I mean, sure, I'll have a go. Let's hear it. But remember, if you get it wrong, you'll never see the Mushroom Forest. I know you mean business, so enough of the threats. When I was 6 years old, I hammered a nail into my favorite tree to mark my height. 3'4". 10 years later, I returned to see how much higher the nail was. If the tree grew by 2 inches each year, how high would the nail be? I need to think about it. Okay, math people. There was a comment section. This would help. Okay, when I was 6 years old, I hammered a nail into my favorite tree to mark my height. 3'4". 2 years later, I returned to see how much higher the nail was. If the tree grew by 2 inches each year, how high would the nail be? Alright, when I was 6 years old, and I came back 10 years later. Woo! 10 years later. The nail would be the same amount. Okay, so there's the question. 3'4", because the nail didn't move, right? That's easy. 3'4". Tell me the truth. You've heard this puzzle before. So you knew the answer from the beginning, right? You should be ashamed of yourself. It's more of a logic puzzle than anything else. I didn't know the right answer, I swear. Maybe I'm just smart. Alright, a deal's a deal. Go north till you get to a big stone and then turn right. You'll see 2 white oaks. Go straight ahead between them and don't forget to go through the trees near the Rowan Forest. It's kind of easy. Don't worry, big boy, you'll figure it out. Easy? Is a potion for a perfect memory included as a gift? Okay, thank you. By the way, what dangers might I encounter along the way? I've heard a couple of stories about the sleepy mushroom spores. Especially that you can just fall asleep and not wake up. Is there any way of avoiding that? Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Here, try this. It's an apple from my magic garden. It'll help your body resist sleep. Wow, is it really that easy? Thank you, thank you. Whoa, what are you doing? Come on, you deserve it. Good luck. Well, I have to go north, as I understand. Good, let's do that. Anyhow, Martha's not that bad after all. I mean, she's really funny. Maybe we'll get the chance to meet again someday. At least I know where she lives. Heh. Is this the first stone? Yes, it appears to be. I don't want to get lost in the woods, so I must stay focused. Let's figure out where to go next. Oh, Lord. Oh, hold on, guys. Alright, go north till you see a big stone, then turn right. You'll see two white oaks. Go straight between them. Oh well, that seems right. If I'm not mistaken, Martha said I needed to turn right at the stone. I hope she's not confused, Wouldn't want to get lost here. Well, sometimes a man just needs to set forth into nature and be alone, right? My situation is a little different, but anyway, it's so peaceful and quiet over here. And the woods don't seem so dangerous anymore. Phew, there's a little forest clearing. And these two oaks look so big. I guess I have to figure out where to go from here. Man, why is everything so complicated? Does it say to go between the trees? I think it says to go straight between the two trees. Go through the trees. Go straight ahead between them, and don't forget to go through the trees near the Rowan Forest. Go straight between the two white oaks. Okay. I blindly trust Martha on that. The first day, my path is normal. No bushes yet. It's nice to be content with the little things. My feet have started to hurt. Can't wait to get to the end. Getting pretty damn tired. Wow, it's probably the Rowan Forest that Martha was talking about. Not bad. I need to be more careful. I could wander off to the wrong place again. Go between the trees. Hooray, something tells me I'm getting close. It can't be anything else. Wow, it smells really good down here. Wonder what it is. Some kind of flower or fruit? Although the smell's making me feel a little dizzy. Like a poppy field that stupefies and weakens. Can't wait to get out of here. Ugh, it's much better. Fresh air. Life is beautiful when you can just breathe. Oh my god, I did it. It wasn't all for nothing. I'm so happy my hands are trembling with joy. This place is huge, and I have to find one tiny artifact here? Well, good luck to me. It's so beautiful. No wonder Lily couldn't resist that time. In a way, I've missed this place. Brings back so many happy memories. But don't be fooled. It's dangerous here. If I fall asleep, I'll never wake up again. It's good that Martha took care of me. It just looks like an ordinary apple. I do hope it helps. Let's try it. Yum. That's not bad at all. So juicy and sweet. I don't really know how if it's worked. Or if I'm deceiving myself. But I feel awake and full of energy. Let's look at the scroll again. Maybe there's a clue. From the thief, the prophecy foresees. Where the mushrooms grow as tall as trees. I hid it, covered it with charms, and left it in a guardian's arms. If I turn it around, there's a drawing here on the other end. A mushroom and a girl with a mushroom cap. Like that time I was here with Lily. Could it be the same mushroom? Turned into a girl? It must be her. Who else? How do I find her among these other mushrooms? Let's see. Could this be one of them? Excuse me, are you a guardian? Ow! I don't think so. What nonsense. I've started talking to mushrooms. I hope no one sees me. Maybe one of these. Though they're kind of low. Shit, where can she be? Alright, I'll keep going. That mushroom over there looks a little different. Stands out from the others. Looks a bit like a drawing. Hope that's it. It looks like a mushroom. But I have a funny feeling about it. Could have sworn there was something up with it. I'm looking for the guardian of the mushroom forest. I've been sent to find Gina's artifact to save her. This is you. Please speak up. I need your help. Hello? Please come forward. Who am I kidding? Just a mushroom. Damn, wrong again. Well, okay. I'll go look for it somewhere else in the forest. For a second, I thought I saw something moving behind me. Something touched my shoulder. Who's there? What the hell? Could have sworn something touched my shoulder. I must be losing my mind. I must carry on looking for the guardian. Shina's losing her strength. I don't have time to mess about. Where the hell can I find it? I hear rustling behind me again. I'm sure I'm not imagining it. And something touched me again. Whatever it was, I'm not going to let it keep playing jokes on me. Stop right there. Wait. Don't harm me. I was only having a bit of fun. Calm down. Please, don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. I've come to ask for your help. My help? Yes. I'm looking for the guardian of Jaina's artifact. Jaina's one of the four founders of Cordale. Here, look. What is it? A scroll. What, you've never seen a scroll before? Look, it's written by Jaina herself about this place. And about you. There's even a drawing. It doesn't look like... Do you have any idea what it's about? Isn't there something magical hidden in this? The scary box. Yes. I know where the scary box is. Scary box? Maybe that's it. Will you show me where it is? Yup. You smell good. I trust you. I smell good? Maybe it's my deodorant. No, you smell like good intentions. Follow me. Is this it? How strange. What's this stump doing in the middle of a forest of trees? Is that what you wanted to show me? You look, but you don't see. Like with me. If you know, you know. If you seek, you'll find. I'm not sure I'm quite following you, but go on. See? I can't believe it. It really is Jaina's seal. It looks a lot like the lion seal that Leona gave me. Can I have it? Good intentions. Take it. Thank you. Huh? What is happening? Love intentions? Sorry for confusing you. I was just being grateful. Hugging is actually more common in places of Europe, you know, and this game is European. So there's going to be a lot more hugging between characters. It's not seen as a sign necessarily of love, but sometimes of gratitude. I have to go now. I don't have much time. Go away? No. I am sad and lonely. I'm sorry, but Jaina needs to seal this as soon as possible. Jaina needs to seal as soon as possible. I'll try to come back and cheer you up another time, okay? Bye. Just leave the mushroom girl hanging. Hello, Jacob. I have Jaina's seal. Great news, Grim. Where are you right now? Walking through the woods towards the academy. Why? We picked up a disturbing anomaly in the barrier above the school. Be careful how you go. Okay, sure. I'm on my way to meet you as a precaution. Stay on the path. Ugh, the academy is farther away than I thought. I was in such a rush to get to the Mushroom Forest that I didn't know how long the road was. Okay, most of the way is behind me now. It's a straight path from this rock to Martha's cabin. What's that? It looks like a portal. Could it be Jacob, tired of walking and taking a shortcut? But why is it such a strange color? Oh, I think someone's coming out. Whoa! Oh my! It's definitely not Jacob. What a charming lady, but there's something sinister about her. I think she's looking right at me. Hand me the seal, brat! Do it right now and I might consider sparing your life. What, she's here for the seal? That's obviously not good. And what does she think she's doing, threatening me? Lady, I don't know who you are or what makes you think I'm gonna listen to you, but you're not getting any seal. Did I hear that right? You dared to defy me? I'm afraid so. Very well. I was hoping you'd try to resist. Now I can have some fun. Now get ready to die at the hand of Beatrice, herald of his grace, the Overlord. Uh-oh, it's the Overlord. We gotta fight him. Herald of the Overlord? Oh, shit. She's quick. I have to do something. I've practiced the combat bolt for about a half a year now. It's time to test it in a real fight between two mages. Ha 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 ha! Are you going to defend yourself with that? Too slow. Ah! Shit, that was too quick. I didn't have time to form a spell. That hurts. Oh, still standing? I thought they'd send a useless sucker to get the artifact. Now stop wasting my time and start dreaming. Ah! What the? She got hit by a fireball. Who did that? How have you managed to... Ah! Long time no see, Beatrice. Now get away from my son. Grim, can you walk? I guess so. Then take the seal and run to Cordale as fast as you can. How dare you show your face here, traitor? Think you can handle me after denying the Overlord's grace? Wasn't it enough for you? I'll fix that! Aren't you taking too much on yourself, traitor? Come closer and find out. They're both angry and ready to cast some spells. Take that! Here's one for you, traitor! Not that impressive, I must say. I can say the same about you. Their forces are about equal. I must try to help Jacob. It seems to work. I need to concentrate harder. Just a few more seconds and I'll be ready to go into battle. Now it's time. What? You still dare to raise your hand against me? What a dumb guy. You didn't get it the first time. There's no place for foolish young men here. What? You got that? Serves you right, bitch. You refuse to understand in a good way. If that's a good way, I've got some bad news for you. You have no idea how powerful I am. Hit her, Jacob, while she's on the ground. Damn, she got you too. Don't waste precious time. She's gathering her strength. For the last time, I suggest you get the hell out of here. I don't need your advice, traitor. On the other hand, your student needs to learn an important lesson. Damn, she's gonna hit me again. Ah, we need to do something urgently. I'm still a bit stiff from her last spell. I can only think of a magic shield. Yay, it worked. I repulsed her attack, but I can't hold out against her for long. I know just how you feel right now, boy. The fear is immense and all-consuming. Don't fight it. You're just delaying your ignominious end. I don't know. One of those weird European words. We'll see who ends up the winner. How my chest hurts. I'm afraid I'm not much of a competitor today. But now's not the time to lose heart. I have to help Jacob deal with her. After all, I'm not the first mage on Earth to catch an enemy spell. Somehow I'll have to cope with my weakness. Is that all you can do? Pathetic losers! I was hoping you'd do something to surprise me. It won't be 5 minutes before I'm done with you once and for all. Let's get started. What do I see? You too prefer to defend yourself, just like your under-trained student. Jacob's strength seems to be running low, too. I'll have to intervene before it's too late. I have to concentrate as best as I can. Damn, it's like her spell has sucked the magical power out of me. I haven't even enough power for defense, let alone offense. Jacob, all hopes with you. Alas, I've done all I can. How awful it is to feel like a loser. Get ready to say goodbye to life! It'll be quick, but very painful, I promise you that. You brag too much, that's your problem. Is it not for you to teach me magical duels, traitor? Really? Ha ha ha, still hoping to achieve something? Consider this my credo. I don't get what the Overlord sees in you. You're a wuss! Why have I fallen apart at such a bad time? Jacob can't do this alone and I can't help him right now. Are we really going to die at the hands of this maniac? I've failed everyone. Don't worry, Grim. Get on your feet. You have absolutely nothing to be afraid of today. Beatrice is powerless against us, as you will soon see. Even if in this weird situation, Jacob never forgets to cheer me up. He's getting ready to cast a spell again. I won't let Jacob down. Even though I'm dizzy, I'm still going to get up. Beatrice, prepare yourself to be thrown out of this world. You're trying to take too much on, traitor. You think I'm frightened by your silly speeches? She doesn't seem to be getting tired. She's full of energy, just like she was at the start of the fight. No one has ever dared to oppose the herald of his grace, the Overlord. I'm certainly going to try. Ah, you arrogant fool! I'll show you how great the difference is between our powers. Come on, Jacob, I've seen how strong you are. Show her! Grim. Jacob, why are you thinking of me? Don't take your mind off the battle. I'm sorry, Grim. Sorry for everything. What's going on? What's the matter? Why have you put your hands down? Jacob! You're too slow, old fool! Look out! Ah! No! I've waited so long for this moment. Do you realize now that the Overlord is invincible? What the? What's going on? What's happening to me? I can't feel my hands. What kind of magic is this? Huh? What have you done to me? I knew you'd fall for my little trick. You hate me so much that it makes you predictable. Stupid old goat! Traitor! What have you done to me? Answer me! It's my own spell. I haven't had time to name it yet. When you attacked a Cordale Academy teacher, you cursed yourself. Now you're banished from the Academy and the realm around it. Forever. If you try to return, you'll be teleported to another world. Enjoy your exile, Beatrice. I've heard that wizards don't come back alive from the world that you're about to enter. She's gone. He really did it. Oh shit, Jacob must be injured. That was amazing, Jacob. You did it. But her magic has got you, hasn't it? How do you feel? You certainly don't look too good. I'm fine. I'm glad I made it in time. She didn't hurt you much, did she? It's nothing, especially compared to you. She had it coming for a long time. Glad it went this way. My way. Now I can rest in peace. Jacob, what are you talking about? It's just a scratch. Come on, I'll help you walk. It's only a couple of minutes to the academy. I'm sure the nurse can patch us both up. Ugh. Phew, what a long couple of minutes that turned out to be. Jacob's not feeling out well at all. He's limp and out of breath. I barely got him up here thanks to the steps outside. I'm not sure I can get us to the infirmary. Everything is spinning around. Ugh! What happened? Did I pass out? Did we even make it? Arthur seems to be talking to someone, but I can't make out the words. Everything is going dark before my eyes. Next morning. Ugh! What's going on? Oh, my entire body aches. Wait, I remember I was hurt. Yes, exactly so. My wound, it's healed. Is that even possible? There's nothing there, not even a scar. How the hell did that happen? Well, I need time to compose myself. I can't think straight. And where am I? Is this the infirmary? At least it looks like it. What a nice skeleton picture. I hope it's not a former student. It'd be weird if it wasn't there, surely. But it's still surprising. Oh, I'm not done here. I didn't notice her before. Nice gown, by the way. Ugh, just thinking about this picture gives me chills. Why would you hang a picture like this on your wall? Alright, I have to find my clothes. I already feel vulnerable, and not wearing clothes only makes it worse. I think they should be here somewhere. Oh damn, my head hurts and I don't feel too good. More than anything, I want this pain to end. I certainly don't mind looking at her from behind, but I'd like to know the details of what happened. Oh, my thoughts are so confused by the stupid pain in my head. Excuse me, miss. Hello? What's going on here? What are you doing out of bed? I woke up and... Are you aware that you've sustained serious injuries? I'll be honest with you, you're lucky to be alive. You can't just jump out of bed. It'll interfere with the recovery process. It's not as bad as it seems. I'm a doctor with a lot of experience, and I'll determine my patient's recovery phase myself, okay? So she would be considered a nurse practitioner. That's what we call a nurse who is also a doctor. I'm Svetlana, by the way. Of course you are. And what lovely... Well, that's not quite red hair. No, it's a little bit brown. She's a brunette. Your life is in my care now. It's not just your responsibility. Wait a minute. I think I'm starting to remember things. Beatrice's spell hit me. Then Jacob showed up. Jacob, did he... No, if they saved me... They must have saved him too, right? Jacob, is he here with us? Jacob? No, he's not here. I thought his wounds were worse than mine. Yes, Mr. Frollo was fatally wounded and died shortly after. No. What? It can't be true. I need to find Arthur. He knows exactly what's going on, right? It's always been like that. Hey, wait! Stop, Grimm! You can't just walk off! You need to rest! Grimm! I hope Arthur tells me that everything's fine. Maybe Svetlana's mistaken, and Jacob's just hurt. Maybe he's in a coma, but not... dead. I knew you'd come here as soon as you woke up, Grimm. Is this really true, Headmaster? Jacob? It's hard for me to talk about it, but... How? So did he die because of me? Look here, my boy. Jacob sacrificed his life, and that's a fact. But he did it for the Academy, for victory over the dark forces of evil. It was his decision. It was what he wanted. I don't want you to think that this is your fault, son. The last thing you should do now is blame yourself. How are you feeling, Grim? I can't believe it, Principal. Please tell me this is all a bad joke. Please. I wish I could, my boy. I wish I could. I didn't get a chance to ask him everything I wanted to know. About my mom and my family? Jacob and I, we never really got close. I kept waiting for the right moment. And now, it's too late. You know, I finally started to think of him as a dad. My dad. Every day I woke up thinking, I have a father. My own blood. And now, I know it's very, very painful. Go ahead. Cry, my boy. Never be ashamed of your feelings and emotions. That's just what makes you human. I can't even cry, it's just a little bit of me has died. Jacob's funeral. Jacob's funeral sounds like a bad dream. It is weird knowing that Jacob's dead body is lying in a box. That will be buried in the ground. And over the years, the world will move on, and his body will be gone. Forever. The thought of it makes my skin crawl. Jacob's funeral is scheduled for tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. You should definitely go, no matter how painful you find it. Yeah, sure, I understand. Now be reasonable, Grim. Don't forget you're not fully recovered. Go back to the infirmary, please. In my heart of hearts, I know that Arthur's right. But this is one of those times when I need to be alone. Next day. There are a lot of people here, and everyone's talking. I wish I could be here alone. I know it's a lot to ask. Maybe I'm just being selfish. And it's not just my loss. Jacob was someone's friend, colleague, and teacher. Oh, Arthur, it's awful. Awful. To tell you the truth, I never expected to see this day. And it was the one thing that kept me calm. But fate had other plans. To tell you the truth, I never expected to see this day. And it was the one thing that kept me calm. But fate had other plans. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to say a few words. As a school and community, we are grieving our loss. And even though Mr. Frollo didn't like to be the center of attention, he had an undeniable impact on the community. If he was here with us today, he wouldn't want to see our grief, and sorrow. His desire would be to focus on the happy memories instead, and the joyful experiences we have shared over the years. Duty, decency, reliability, honor, dignity, respect. These are all qualities that Mr. Frollo not only held in high esteem, but practiced every day throughout his time on this earth. He spent many years working as a teacher, and he had a big heart. He was also generous and gracious to those who worked with him, treating us as members of his extended family. While I will miss him as a friend, I'm comforted by the knowledge that his accomplishments, his students, and his intellect will endure and continue to exemplify the very best in magic science. He touched many lives, supported many, and gave them the right guidance, the guidance of wisdom. If we want to see a monument to Mr. Frollo, we need only look around at the community that he brought into being. Friends, this is a particularly difficult and painful time for all of us. I wish all of us courage and strength to bear this irreparable loss. There's such a strange feeling in my chest, like it's hard to breathe. Come on, Grim, breathe. Deep. In and out. In and out. Grim. Samantha? Look at me, Grim, please. Oh God, you're as pale as death. How are you feeling? I can't imagine what you're going through. Well, what can I say? I feel pretty awful. Even this morning, I couldn't believe it's true. It was only when I saw Jacob's dead body in the coffin that I finally realized it wasn't a bad dream. Ah, come here, dear. I totally understand you. That's horrible. But this is life. Harsh and ugly. No, please don't say that. It's not true. Yeah, things happen, but my whole life's been bad, Samantha. What? There's no rainbow without a little rain. And I'm here with you, and we're going to get through this. Is there anything I can do for you? What? No, thank you. Hey, we're family. We have to stick together, okay? Alright, I won't bore you. If you need anything, just call me. She's too good for me. I don't deserve her. I must have done something really good in a previous life. Well, we're all alone. It's so quiet, I can hear my own heartbeat. It's so strange standing here next to the gravestone under which Jacob's body lies. I'll need some time to get used to it. It's weird me telling him these last words, right? He's not going to hear me anyway. And you only do this in stupid movies. Well, stupid or not stupid, who cares? I just don't know what to say to him. Rest in peace, Dad. Your guiding hand on my shoulder will remain with me forever. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time, but I appreciate even those short moments. And loving memory. Not just beautiful words, but the truth. It's all over now, so I definitely need some rest. I just need to take my mind off things. All I want to do now is lock myself in the bedroom and be alone. And get a good night's sleep, yeah. Sleep is a little like death, right? That's exactly what I need. Next evening. Phew, do my eyes deceive me? Or is that Dakota? Yeah, it's definitely her. I've never talked to her alone, so maybe it's the right time to fix that. The main thing is to act natural. Come on, Grim, pull yourself together. A lot of bad shit has happened, but it's time to get back to normal. Although it might be weird. Aw, come on, how could it get worse? Absolutely impossible. Hey, Dakota! Grim? Alright, guys, and here's where we're gonna leave off for this one. A lot of really unexpected shit just happened. I didn't expect it. I know you didn't expect it. But the story continues. So, we will see you next time with more Lust Academy. And next week on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned, guys. I am out of here.